Tomorrow's meeting will be different. He'll have the Europeans there as well. Mary Louise? He will.
I mean, this, both the Ukrainians and their European allies and America's European allies have always said no talks about Ukraine, no decisions on Ukraine without Ukraine. The Ukrainians wanted to be in Alaska. They were not, because Zelensky wasn't invited. So now Donald Trump is flipping this forward, saying this is up to Zelensky. He's the one who needs to make the next move. We all watched what happened last time President Zelensky was in the Oval Office. It did not go well for Zelensky. One wonders if anything has changed to make this easier. Because as you point out, the fundamental gap remains. The Ukrainians maintain that they are a free, independent, sovereign nation moving toward democracy in the West. And they want to end this war. And they're open to an immediate ceasefire to figure out what that can look like. Putin says, "Niet." He says, Ukraine is Russia. It always has been. It always will be. That's a huge gap to bridge. And so tomorrow will be interesting, but it's incremental.